Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, our His Five, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to talk about the stuff that happens between the paragraphs, like our verse, 1 Kings 21, verse 1 says, some time passed after these events. And Genesis 17, 1 says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. Then we have Exodus 2, 23, where it says, after a long time, the king of Egypt died. So all those verses I just read were at the beginning of a new paragraph, and often the paragraph before them abruptly ended after some big event happens. Then a new paragraph starts, and it often picks back up years after the preceding events happen. You know, and that's the case throughout Scripture in the life of Abraham, Moses, Joseph, David, Paul, and many more. Much time elapsed between the events in their life. And even Jesus lived in obscurity for the first 30 years of his life. And you ever wonder what happens between the paragraphs? I mean, do you ever think about, man, what was going on in these individuals' life during this quiet time? And maybe it's just me, but I think about that pretty often. And I have a lot of between the paragraphs moments in my own life. In 2009, I met Jesus and started following him completely. And in 2010, I felt God calling me into full-time ministry. Later that year, I began a career teaching and coaching. And during that same time, I knew God was urging me to propose to Rachel and get married. So I proposed in September of 2010, and we were married in July 2011. And the day I got back from our honeymoon, I was offered an opportunity in ministry through serving on staff with FCA. And then, so God's closing that loop. Then we had a kid in 2012. Then we had another kid in 2013. And if you were telling my story, there would be a break in the paragraph right there. Would stop. Not that nothing was happening, not that God wasn't moving, but it was pretty quiet for about 9 years. And then in 2021, God moved me into full-time ministry with Asaf Talks. And so, you know, if you were recording my life in a book, it would have been full of events from like 2009 to 2013. Then it would have picked back up in 2021, and the paragraph would have likely said, some time passed after these events. So what was I doing for 8 years? Growing, learning, living in the day-to-day, embracing what God had for me, enjoying the blessings he was giving me, and I was letting him slowly and surely prepare me for the next season. And it's what I'm still doing now. So don't get discouraged if you're currently living between the paragraphs. You know, let God grow you. Let God mold you. Let God do his thing. There will be a new paragraph starting soon, so you just got to be ready for it. Because as our closing verse, Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. So you may be in the middle of a big, long paragraph right now. You may be in between the paragraphs and waiting on something to happen, or maybe you just started a new paragraph. But wherever you are in the middle of it, waiting for it to happen, let God grow you, let God mold you. And he'll continue to do his thing in his time. See you next time.